Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I got a letter a while back from a guy, and he recommended I do a video about confrontation with ties and how to deal with it. And it really is pretty simple, because you don't have a lot of options. The first thing to do when you're dealing with a tie, if things start getting a bit crazy, is to remember to stay calm. You need to stay calm. Do not get aggressive. Do not yell and scream and raise your voice. Because if you do this, you're just asking for trouble. You are asking for it. So do not raise your voice. Remain calm at all times. And generally, you can talk things out. Now, don't get aggressive, period. Because most of the time, there's 10 other guys ready to jump in and just beat the piss out of you just because you're a foreigner, and that's enough of a reason. So that's not a good idea. But also, you do have the option of going to the police. You can always do that. You can go to the tourist police, who, in my opinion, tend to be a little better than the local police. But if you're, for instance, if you're in a taxi and the guy starts giving you a hard time, he doesn't want to go here, he doesn't want to turn on the meter, whatever, just get out. Get out, extricate yourself from the situation so things don't escalate, and get out. Get another taxi. The money that you're talking about is not worth it. Now, if you have a problem where you're dealing with a large sum of money, you better get a lawyer or you get get the police involved or whatever, but don't get aggressive. There's too many people who get stabbed, get shot, get beaten, flat out murdered, simply because they did the wrong thing. And I think, you know, confrontation is generally the same just about anywhere, but one thing to remember here is that you may think because I swear online and I use it as part of my bit online that I do it all the time, but when I'm out and about, if I'm talking to a taxi driver or a tuk-tuk driver or somebody, a vendor or something like that, I don't, hey, you know, motherfucker, you didn't give me enough change. That's not me. I tend to be very polite, and I don't get like that, because what happens a lot of times is the person will hear you say a bad word. It could be motherfucker, fuck, shit, oh shit, something like that, or ah, fuck, what, fuck, and then they immediately go off, and then that escalates things. The key is to keep things relaxed. Even smile. Listen, there's been times when, but believe me, I haven't always done this. I've had my share of problems, but not really in many years. But I think that if you remember that, just bite your tongue, and hopefully you can do something about it. You may lose the battle, but you can win the war. Or you can walk away and let your money do the talking. You don't have to buy something from somebody. You can tell them, nope, I don't want to buy, sorry, whatever. It doesn't matter. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of things you can do. Like I said, I think confrontation anywhere is similar. But I do think that far too many people get out of hand here for what is generally considered peanuts. It's a dollar, 50 cents, $2. And some people get killed over it. Sometimes they get killed over nothing. Sometimes they say something and it was And it's not to say that this is the foreigner's fault. I'm not saying that, but a lot of times problems stem from miscommunication. However that miscommunication is initiated and however it takes place, if there's a miscommunication and it goes a little bit too far, I've seen guys get punched, hit over the head with bottles, crowbars, I've seen all kinds of knives, seen all kinds of things, and I would say in my own case, I haven't really had any problem in quite a few years, but the best thing to do is just keep your cool. If you value your life, don't get angry, and that's very hard to do for most people. But you do learn how to do it. You do learn that, okay, maybe I can get this guy back in another way. For me, like with the taxi driver, if I start getting pissed off at the guy and he's doing something really wrong, I just think to myself, all right, fine, I'm going to call up on this guy. At the very least, he's going to have to pay money. Probably. And maybe he's had other problems. He's had a couple other problems, and maybe this is the last straw, and then he can no longer legally drive a taxi. So if a guy is really being a major prick, well, you can make him pay in other ways. And this is the thing. And, you know, now I'm older. It's not like I'm 35 years old or I'm 25 years old, and I feel like I can take on the world. I already know that. You know, yeah, maybe I can knock one or two guys out, okay. But the chances are I'm going to come out on the short end of the stick. And, I don't want to. So it's better to use your brain instead of getting angry and using your body and screaming and yelling and getting all upset. So that's how I recommend dealing with confrontation. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke me, lat, jerk and lie.